Hello, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ, West Liberty, West Virginia. My name is Haley, and you know one thing that I've always really loved to do? I would love to travel the world. That's one of the things that interests me a lot, and one of the biggest places that I would love to go would be Japan. So today I am actually here with Megumi Maruta, and he is a graduate student of West Liberty. He graduated in the fall of 2017. So today him and I are going to be talking a little bit about his hometown and his experiences here in the United States. So just after these few songs, we will be right back with the interview. Alrighty, so as I said, today I am here with Megumi Maruta, a recent graduate of Fall 2017 here at West Lib, and he is from Japan. So first off, we're going to get started here. Maruta, can you give me, Megumi, can you give me a little summary about your hometown?
Sure. Hi, my name is Megumi, and I'm from Japan, as Haley said. So my hometown is like middle of nowhere, and many people describe as like Japanese version of West Liberty. And so my hometown is called Kagoshima. If you know of Okinawa, which is like south of Japan, it's pretty close to Okinawa, and it's like a very small town, and you will have to fly from Tokyo for about like 1.5 hours.
All right. How long have you been in the U.S.?
I came here in the United States in 2013 as a freshman student. So since then, I wasn't planning on staying here this long, but I ended up staying here for a long time, luckily.
So you like it so far since you chose to stay?
Oh, I love it.
Why do you want to travel to the U.S.?
So I graduated from high school in Bangladesh, which is in South Asia, and I met so many different teachers from everywhere in the world. Like, many of them are from UK, I have math teacher from India, PE teacher from Georgia, Atlanta, and I just fell in love with the like international community, and in order to be in the community, I thought, like, okay, maybe I should get a degree from English-speaking countries. Mm-hmm. And also, at the same time, I was really interested in game of basketball. So I was like, okay, basketball, English, America. That's my thought.
Why did you choose this exact area?
So I'm going to be honest. I applied to different schools in the U.S. And the reason why I chose this university is the director of the international office, Mihaela, people call her Mia Sabo. She's the director of the international office, and she takes care of all the international student applicants, and she's phenomenal. And she was obviously was phenomenal to my situation, and the way she was, you know, handling my application, answering all the questions before coming to the U.S., I just realized, okay, I can trust this person. And I can tell this to many international students, that many of the four-year degree-seeking students, like not exchange students, they came here just because of Mia, because she's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So you've really liked West Liberty so far?
Oh, yeah. I love everything in West Liberty, Wheeling, in this area.
What's the biggest difference, you would say, in education here compared to your hometown?
So I was in education system in Japan until like middle school, and then I moved to Bangladesh. But in Japanese education system, so if you could imagine, like, picture good student in Japan, that will be like students who are like sitting quietly taking notes, no talking, because in Japan we cannot talk, you know, during the lecture. So we have to sit down, stay still, being quiet, taking notes, taking exams. Very boring stuff. But in the U.S., I see a lot of like conversation like between students and teacher. That was really fascinating to me, and that was very, in the beginning, very uncomfortable, because teacher would point to me like, "Hey, Megumi, what do you think about this?" And then I was like, I was not really used to talking in front of, you know, classmates, especially coming from Japan. Like, I was like a little hesitant, you know, to be active in the class. So it took me a while to get used to that.
That's very understandable. We're going to take a really quick water break, and we'll be right back with the rest of the questions. Alrighty, Hilltopper. So I am still here with Megumi Maruta, the 2017 graduate student from Japan. We've talked a little bit about his hometown and education differences here and there. So what was your favorite subject in school?
At this university, I really liked education classes, especially community education program taught by Dr. Miriam Douglas. And it's very untraditional. That's what we call non-formal education classroom. And we were just hands-on learning a lot of stuff from the activities. And that's the motivation why I started to do my master's in community education at this university, too.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What is a part of the culture here that you've loved experiencing so far?
It's hard to say because, you know, Japanese culture is so much different from American culture. But one thing I have to say is that, okay, so I brought Mia Sabo from international office to Japan. We actually went to the university trip in Japan. And, you know, Mia was like, met people, and then she also met my parents. And, you know, by the end of the trip, like, my parents took us to the airport, right? And then, you know, Mia was saying goodbye to my parents, all the hugging, and, you know, so on. And then when it came to my turn, I was just, like, waving at my parents, no physical contact. And then Mia was like, Megumi, go hug your parents. I was like, no, we don't hug people, you know, because that's not my culture. So it was so interesting to me that, like, you know, people here, like, we, you know, when you're close to someone, you hug, you shake hands, physical contact, no problem, right? But in Japan, even though if we are really close friends, we don't really hug or touch each other. So that's the one thing really intrigued me. And, you know, I think since then, since I've been here for long enough, so I started to adapt to the culture. And right now, I really enjoy touching people, not in a bad way.
Do you get homesick a lot at all?
Actually, sometimes, you know, I feel like, oh, I wish I could have something Japanese, you know, like food-wise or TV show or so on. But I started to look at, like, all the good things this community offers. It's, like, it's amazing. So I started to enjoy more than missing my home country. So, yeah.
So if I came to your hometown right now, where would you take me?
It also depends on what you like, but if I can pick, I will probably take you to mountains in Japan, because we have Mount Fuji, and we live with nature. Mm-hmm. So across from my apartment, there is like huge volcano, which is active volcano. And people say, oh, it's really scary, but no, it's okay. I mean, they're not going to bite you or anything. But yeah, it's like all beautiful natural stuff around us. So I would like to take you to different places, go on hiking, biking trail, rock climbing, which is also fun. So yeah, those kind of places.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, just international-wise? Or?
Actually, if any of you guys, like, who are listening right now, is interested in learning about different cultures or even experiencing different culture without leaving this community, there is an event called International Education Month, which will be in the month of November. It's going to be like throughout the November, like we will have different workshop, different talks, different session related to international, like different culture. So there will, this calendar will be posted on our international student website or even Facebook. So just check it out and come join us if you're interested in learning about different culture. It's going to be so much fun.
Speaking to you today has really gotten me like in the mood to go out of the country. I'm glad to go out of the country. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come here and speak with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's get back to the music now. Again, thank you, Megumi. Here is Wow by Post Malone. Thank you.